So what motivated you to run?
My friends expressed to me, Rini, you should really go for it. Don't let anything hold you back. There were definitely moments in this very cubicle that we're sitting in where I had breakdowns thinking about just, you know, can I actually do this? And my friends were the ones consoling me, telling me absolutely go for it.
So do you think it's important to get encouragement as a woman to run?
I think it is important, but there's a unique distinction. I've heard that women have to be asked multiple times to run for positions compared to men, where I think they kind of just do it. I know I will be doing whatever I can to make sure I'm encouraging my peers because I recognize that this is a problem among women and trying to find a solution for it.
You running for president and you decide to have another woman on the ticket.
Yes.
Having two women on the ticket that had never been done. Mm-hmm. Were you setting out to set a record?
Yeah, in fact, when we were starting the process, I was recommended that I pick that white Greek male as my vice president. And it was difficult because that kind of spoke to me and it sent a message of you need someone like that to win because you look like this and you are this. You're a woman and you're different and you're non-Greek. And I think that all those things bothered me. It just didn't sit with me well. And to this day, I tell Jordan every single day how lucky I am that she's my vice president.
Shifting gears a little bit, the American Student Government Association estimates that about 40% of colleges, including community colleges, have female student body presidents.
Wow.
Out of the top 100 institutions ranked in 2014 by the U.S. News and World Report, so that includes USC, only one-third have female student body presidents.
It's so sad. This just makes me so disappointed because in high school, I don't think this was something that crossed my mind. And I think that coming to college, it was such a reality check. From the comments I got during this past campaign and the previous campaign, I definitely have seen the challenges of running for president or vice president as a woman. And I think that we've absolutely got to start changing things. In fact, we started a Facebook group called Women in Collegiate Student Government. And Jordan and I are trying to connect women all over the United States who are in student government. We're trying to get them connected so that we can start encouraging each other and build a network for each other.
UCLA has had at least 6 women in the last decade. So we've had one. And UCLA has had 6. Do you think it's a private versus public issue?
I don't know. I do feel embarrassed that our crosstown rival UCLA has had way more women in office than us. But I really don't know if it's a private versus public thing. It's great that this is receiving attention because it's a broader reflection of what's going on in society as a whole. But one thing that I always stress is also this idea of electing the most qualified, most experienced. People sometimes ask me, does that mean, Rini, you're going to vote for any woman who runs? And I think that I, as an individual, recognize it's about electing who's most qualified and most experienced and who has the right vision for the job.
Was there one, either being female or being a minority, that was harder to overcome?
For me, I think being a minority. And I think that's because I've always been self-conscious about my race. And I think that stems from having moved here when I was 7 years old. I still had an accent. I grew up in India and Singapore, and I was teased for the way that I pronounced my words. And these kinds of things always stung growing up. And I think that I still have memories of being told on the playground, you can't play with us because your skin is darker than mine. And that kind of carried over to when I ran, and it just brought back those memories, and I think that's what hurt the most. And my gender, though, I had so many women around me telling me, you know, you got to do this for us, but I didn't quite have the people who maybe experienced that kind of similar experience of having moved to America and all of those things. So I think that hurt more. I just am so honored for this position, and I'm very thankful that the USC student body trusted Jordan and me, and we hope to make everyone proud in the upcoming year.